Part 3. Relational Life and Human Maturation. Chapter 9. Why the couple relationship often becomes the most revealing place. Among all human relationships, the couple relationship holds a very unique characteristic. It rarely involves only what each person believes themselves to be. It also reveals what is still operating beneath the surface, without being immediately visible. In more distant relationships, each person retains a certain natural space. Encounters are separated by distance, moments of withdrawal, and varied contexts that allow many minor tensions to dissolve on their own before reaching any significant intensity. In daily closeness, it is different. Rhythms intersect. Habits repeat themselves. Different sensitivities become visible. Small expectations emerge. Ways of inhabiting time, silence, speech, organization, reactions. All of this becomes revealed with a precision that few other relationships make so constant. This is why the couple relationship often becomes a particularly revealing place. Not because it is necessarily more difficult, but because it leaves little room for certain inner structures to remain hidden for very long. Even when the bond is stable, caring, and respectful, daily proximity brings to light what might otherwise remain theoretical. A person may believe themselves very calm, as long as no ordinary friction disturbs that calm. A person may believe themselves very free, as long as no implicit expectation is touched. A person may believe themselves very stable, as long as the other person does not function differently in sensitive areas of daily life. The couple relationship, therefore, reveals less about flaws than about the areas where the simple reality of the other person still encounters inner structures that are not yet fully settled. This explains why very ordinary situations sometimes take on an unexpected importance. A tone of voice, a silence, a delay, a different way of reacting, a different priority, a fatigue that changes the quality of listening. None of these things are major in themselves, but their daily repetition acts like a very subtle revealer. During the first phases of inner maturation, these differences often immediately produce interpretations. Why does she act this way? Why does this affect me so strongly? Why does this small thing return with such force? The mind tries to read, to understand, to connect, sometimes even to correct. The relationship then becomes a field where each person subtly attempts to maintain a certain coherence compatible with their own inner balance. This dynamic is deeply human. It does not mean an absence of love. It simply means that human beings often still carry a discrete expectation that the other person will naturally support their own stability. Yet it is precisely this expectation that gradually becomes visible when certain inner clarifications mature. The person then begins to see that an important part of the tensions does not come only from what the other person does or does not do, but from the fact that the real existence of the other naturally escapes any perfect inner correspondence. The other person exists according to their own rhythm, their own sensitivity, their own priorities, their own fatigue, their own ways of inhabiting daily life. And this reality is not a problem to solve. It is simply the real substance of relationship. At this point, the couple relationship gradually ceases to be a place where one implicitly expects a continuous adaptation favorable to one's own inner peace. It becomes a place where personal stability is verified differently, not through the absence of difference, but through the capacity to allow difference to exist without it immediately producing excessive tension. This evolution does not happen through moral effort. It comes mainly from a deeper inner shift. When life becomes more sufficient in itself, the other person no longer has to silently fulfill certain functions of inner compensation. This changes everything. For many, relational tensions come from invisible demands that no one has truly expressed. To feel met, to feel recognized, to feel understood at exactly the right moment, to receive a particular quality of attention, to feel that the other protects certain inner balances. When these expectations diminish, the relationship begins to breathe differently. Not because everything becomes simple, but because part of the invisible weight withdraws. This makes it possible to welcome ordinary differences more freely. The other person's silence is no longer immediately interpreted. Fatigue is no longer automatically read as distance. A brief response no longer immediately creates prolonged inner commentary. None of this removes sensitivity, but it reduces the interpretive burden. The relationship then gains a real simplicity. Another thing often becomes perceptible. Daily closeness very quickly reveals whether inner calm has truly become stable or whether it still depends heavily on favorable conditions. It is easy to feel peaceful alone. It is relatively simple to remain stable in a controlled environment. But living durably with someone immediately reveals what still resists when reality does not always follow the inner rhythm one would prefer. This is why the couple relationship becomes a very concrete place of truth. Not a dramatic truth, a simple truth. What is truly stable remains stable here as well. What remains fragile appears more clearly here. And this without accusation, without judgment, simply because daily repetition does not allow inner illusions to remain intact for very long. In more mature phases, this revelation ceases to be perceived as a difficulty. It becomes almost a form of silent teaching. The other person is no longer seen as the one who disturbs. They become the one beside whom one sees more clearly what still needs to be simply inhabited. This transformation profoundly changes the way the relationship is perceived. The couple relationship is no longer a place where perfect harmony is expected. It becomes a space where two human realities continue to exist together without having to become identical. This often produces a quiet easing. Minor disagreements lose intensity. Differences cease to be read as threats. Speech becomes less burdened with hidden meanings. And above all, it becomes possible to allow the other person not to fully correspond to what one would spontaneously have wished, without this reaching the core of inner stability. This relational freedom does not diminish love, it simplifies it. For loving becomes less dependent on the constant regulation of the relationship. One very important thing then becomes visible. The more real inner stability becomes, the less the couple relationship needs to constantly produce emotional confirmation in order to remain deeply alive. The bond continues. Simple gestures become more sufficient. Ordinary presence regains its value. A simple conversation, a meal, a shared silence, an everyday activity. All of this regains a new density because it is no longer covered by excessive expectation. Thus, the couple relationship often becomes the most revealing place, not because it exposes more fragilities, but because it shows very concretely how far inner life has become habitable, without needing to be constantly protected by the relational environment. And when this simplicity begins to settle in, the relationship ceases to be a field of constant regulation. It becomes a place where life can simply continue together. Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité. Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle UB2, cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible, elle reste stable, elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe. Série 9, famille, A, architecture transmissible. Définition officielle, UB2, structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence. Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur. Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte. Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture. Stabilité de lecture. Définition officielle UB2, capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives. Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises. Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive. Cohérence de transmission. Définition officielle UB2, accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure. Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise. Elle réduit les glissements de sens, elle soutient la continuité du contenu, elle favorise une transmission fidèle. Vérité de maturation, définition officielle. UB2, vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit. Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation. Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup. Elle s'éclaire par étapes. Elle soutient une compréhension progressive. Présence de continuité. Définition officielle, UB2, ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension. Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases. Elle soutient la permanence. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient un axe continu. Structure de passage, définition officielle, UB2. Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence. Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité. Elle accompagne la transition. Elle évite la discontinuité brutale. Elle soutient une cohérence progressive. Conscience durable, définition officielle. UB2, conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation. Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations. Elle maintient une orientation stable. Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané. Elle soutient une continuité intérieure. Ordre de clarification. Définition officielle. UB2, séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel. Il organise la clarification sans déformation. Il implique une distinction croissante. Il réduit la confusion. Il soutient une justesse progressive. Fondement transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres, sans nécessiter reconstruction complète. Il sert de base stable pour la reprise. Il supporte la reprise. Il demeure intelligible. Il permet une continuité structurée. Série 10, famille A, architecture lisible. Définition officielle. UB2, organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative. Elle maintient une lisibilité durable. Elle facilite l'accès au contenu. Elle réduit la surcharge explicative. Elle soutient une compréhension stable. Structure durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle. Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. Elle oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle. UB2. Degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.